Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
I love you. I love you.
Like on trolls or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
You idiot.
It was a joke.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same thing.
Al, you're insulting my intelligence.
No, I'm insulting your integrity. There we go. And you heard Shelty's voice, and that may be our lead, but I wouldn't presume anything. It's limits ball game, and we're just living in it.
Joe, I do want to make that the lead. It was a little bit of a surprise to all of us last night. But Derek Shelton has been named the new manager of the Minnesota Twins, where he was formerly the bench coach before being hired by the Pirates. Bob, Shelty's going home to Minnesota.
Yeah, I'm happy for him. I've always had a lot of respect for him. I know it's a tough situation he was in here. He didn't make it any better. And that was the thing that made it, a lot of people think it was impossible to get back in the game. However, it's not like he's going to a Minnesota team that has a lot of resources either. They're going to have their same issues over there. But for him, I'm glad it's, you know, he's back in the game. He wanted to be back in the game, and we'll see what he does with it. If you were a manager waiting for a better opportunity, chances are you aren't going to get one. So now he has another opportunity to show what he can do. Although, again, I think the resources, Joe, are not going to be at his disposal.
Let me put it to you this way, Bob. I'm reading a story where the headline is, how low could the Minnesota Twins payroll go? And they're talking about under $100 million, $95 million or lower. It's a horrible job. They're in a rebuild suddenly. But I did not think Shelty was going to get another crack at this. I wish he would have gotten a crack with a better team right now, but it's a team on the way down.
Yeah, they traded 10 guys at the deadline.
Like, how often does a baseball manager go in at the beginning of a rebuild and be the guy still standing at the end of it? It's almost like you're a sacrificial lamb. Having said that, I wish Shelty all the luck in the world. I think he's a good man.
He is.
I think he was. I don't know how good of a manager he is. I think he had to go here because it was just the end of the line, you know? We may never know how good of a manager he is here, but I do know this. Joe Torre, Dave Roberts, Casey Stengel, Sparky Anderson, Jim Leland, none of those guys would have won under the same circumstances here that Shelty faced.
No, it's about
Nor
talent.
Would they have come close to winning.
It's like Dave Roberts has a built-in lineup every single day. He can go five deep, seven deep, and starting pitchers are all $100 million pitchers. It makes it a big difference.
Right.
But this is a trend now maybe that I thought would hit Minnesota. I was not expecting Shelton to get this job. Just today, I think the Nationals brought in a 33-year-old. He's going to be one of the youngest managers, and he was in Tampa system. He was a manager in their system, not with the Rays.
Yeah.
He's 33. He had a big record in the minors. They're going in that direction. This after San Francisco decides to go with Tony Vitello, who's a guy, he's older, in his 40s, but still, he doesn't come from that old guard.
Interesting hire.
Yeah, and so they're trying something new because maybe they think, you know, these guys who we bring back over and recycle are just not going to be the guys. Yet in Minnesota, they're going to believe in him. They have a history with him, so I wish him well. I hope it goes well.
Me too. Next.
All right, Matt Rhule has officially signed a new extension with the Nebraska Cornhuskers. And we are happy that this is the case, that Matt Rhule is staying in Nebraska, who is 0-11, 0-11 against the top 10 in his career. It would be James Franklin 2.0. And Joe, Matt Rhule will not be the Penn State new head coach. The search continues for who it will be. It might be Brian Hartline.
Man, if I were a Penn State fan, and lots of them here in Allegheny County, I'd be thrilled with this news. This guy's never won a thing. Never won a thing. I don't know that he's ever won a truly big game in college football. The highest ranked team he's ever beaten in 10 years as a coach was number 20 Navy when he was at Temple. What are you doing here? And look at Nebraska all of a sudden. But why are they signing Matt Rhule? What are they doing? What are they doing?
I mean, they're 6-2. Their best win this year came against Maryland, I guess.
Didn't they just lose to Minnesota?
They did, 24-6. Yes. That was the game that basically made you say.
And then they bounced back to beat Northwestern. Their games are up there right now.
Yeah, they lost a 3-point game to Michigan.
Yeah, so I'm not sold on Matt Rhule. I never was. Saw him in the NFL for a short time. That didn't work. I just think.
So who's up now, Bob?
I don't know. I mean, they have plenty of time to figure this out. I'm not sure how far they want to go. And, you know, you have recruiting and transfer portal, all that stuff to deal with. I think they're in a position to strike and get ahead of the curve on those programs that are still looking for head coaches.
Well, it was time to move on from Franklin. I think we can mostly all agree with that. At least that's what I believe. Do you think the timing, though, kind of hurt Penn State, though, Bob? Because, look, now Matt Rhule, if you wanted Rhule, Rhule signs this extension. Cignetti, a couple of days later, signs an extension. A lot of coaches are getting paid because of these midseason firings.
This is also why, to me, I'm always going to do it at the end of a season. It's very unlikely the guys in big-time programs who are doing well are going to leave that program. The better suggestion would be take the money that comes with an extension. Even though you just signed an extension, you get another extension. That is normally what these guys get fearful of. So I think I've always believed that in-season firings are not the best way to go for a team or a program like in a college situation. I always think it's better at the end. Now, they may think they've had time to figure things out behind the scenes, but if so, again, to your point, Austin, if they want the guys that they really want and they're tied up, chances are they're not going to be free until the end of the year. And in the meantime, those other programs can get in their offices and say, here's what we have for you. Our boosters have shown up. They're going to get a $10 million raise to stay here. Okay, good. I will.
To play devil's advocate to my own argument, this is probably the one year that might not be the case, though, because Florida's open. LSU is open. Florida State might become open. Maybe Penn State set the trend in the right direction for this season and got their search going.
Regardless, it's still a really good job. That's inarguable.
It is a really good job,
right?
And I think someone's going to want a really good job.
And what makes it, there are many things that make it good, but for me and you and probably most people, the definition of a good job is how much money are you going to pay me? And they're going to pay, and they're going to pay big. So,
What I'm saying, if your guys you really want are already currently employed, it almost makes it impossible because they'll use that to leverage more money out of the current job they have.
That's fine.
I know, but it limits the guys you want, is what I'm saying.
Don't talk behind limits back.
Thank you, Joe.
Which candidates are hot, warm, or cold to replace James Franklin from Penn Live? You ready for some of these? May I interject limits?
I would love you to.
Why don't you and Bob talk about this? I'll just bring up the topics. You take over the show. I would like that. Elijah Drinkwitz from Missouri.
Hot property right now.
Hot, they call him.
Yeah, his team is really good, too.
I would say hot as well. He's had a good run at Missouri right now. Now they lost Prabula. A guy named Matt Zollers.
But he's not going to walk away from a team right now that's on the verge of doing something special, is he? In season?
His program is like, I'm 10th
saying,
in the
I'm
SEC
saying,
where he can go to
the
a top
coaches
four
tell
program?
You all the time about, I don't want to leave my kids in a lurch and leave them. I find that hard to do.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if you're looking for your overall standing, Penn State is in the top four of the Big Ten. Missouri, you're talking top 10 of the SEC? I mean, there's a long list of teams.
He's in the verge of turning everything around. He is
two other candidates. Mike Elko, Texas A&M head coach, cool. And Kalen DeBoer, Alabama, hot. They rate him as hot, Bob.
Now,
if Alabama misses the CFP, it would be no surprise to see one of the sport's biggest brands look for a change, and that would leave DeBoer available.
That's what, 2 years into this?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think he's turned this team around after that Florida State loss. I do. I think Alabama's really ranked fourth right now.
You think if Alabama misses, you'd be surprised if they moved on from him?
Did you say they were going to miss? I didn't. I think
no,
they're
I
in
said
it.
If
I think
they
they're
do.
Going to win it. I okay. think they'll be in it. There's 12 teams. They
but
have
but
to
the
be
whole
of
point
them.
Of them saying he's a hot candidate is what if they don't?
It's all speculation. I don't see that happening. He'll remain there. So I don't think that's a candidate that makes sense for Penn State just because he won't leave.
Bob was very stern and borderline mean in his opinion.
No, that was not. Well, do you agree? I just
you two are talking here. I'm only the I'm only
I knew
the,
he would break his own rules. He always tells me about breaking rules and what he do. He said, "You guys go at it. I'll just sit here." No, you won't. You'll stick your nose in, and I know
I'm
you
a
will.
Moderator. I'm trying to go back and forth with slight editorial comments.
I think Alabama will be in it.
I do too. If DeBoer, if they have three losses, then they're out. They still have buffer for one more loss, right? Just one loss in the season for Alabama. We've not seen a three-loss team ever make the playoffs yet.
But we haven't had 12 either.
Oh, right. Last year,
do you
was
like
the first
him as a candidate? Limits?
Honestly, not really. Just because it's Alabama.
What about Brom from Louisville or Louisville?
You're not supposed to do that, Bob. That's my job in this discussion.
I'm sorry. I go back in my lane.
Bob, it's time to backpedal. Backpedal, Bob. What's your Jalen Ramsey trying to catch
the
up?
The next candidate listed by Penn Live is Brian Hartline, Ohio State defensive coordinator. Warm right now is the talk around Brian Hartline. I'd be all over this. Great recruiter, great coordinator. What's the problem here? Just developed a freshman quarterback.
Yeah, and,
what's the
and
problem with
actually,
this hire?
You can actually do this one in season.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
You know, as things are moving along, we've seen that before where you just say, okay, I'll take the job at the end of the year, but I'm still going to stick with my team until the end of the year.
Mr. P?
So here's the problem with Hartline. When he was originally the co-offensive coordinator when he first started out a couple years ago.
Wait, is this still the first segment of this hour? Or are we in the second segment?
No, this is the second.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. Go ahead.
When Hartline was first brought on, it was it was still Ryan Day calling a lot of the plays. And then last year, it was Chip Kelly calling all the plays. Brian Hartline was still called co-offensive coordinator. Incredible recruiter, great wide receivers coach.
Who's calling the plays this year?
It's mostly still Ryan Day with Hartline. Ryan Day has a lot
of
influence.
That's fair.
According to, we've had Landon Tangwall on the show
before. Bob, that's a great point, and I think a better point than you made.
It was a better point. Thank you very much.
I watched his YouTube video on this.
I could admit all that. That's fine. That's that's a good argument back.
I wonder if Hartline is just ready for that next step because he's not even like the sole proprietor calling the plays.
Here's the interesting one, and he's warm right now as a candidate, according to Penn Live. Urban Meyer. What do you think of him, Bob?
Based on his success when he was in college, I probably would have no problem bringing him in there. I think he's still capable of doing what he did, both at Ohio State and prior to that Florida. So
I don't know. Well, no, I'm not allowed to editorialize. Please continue.
No, you can.
He just didn't seem well in Jacksonville. He didn't seem like a well man.
Did Matt Rhule seem good to you? Did Nick Saban in the pros?
Like, he seems
like a solid guy. Did they do a good job? No.
I know.
You get to the NFL,
Meyer seems like something's off with that guy. I don't know.
Maybe it's doing too much television. It can do that to you, you know.
Wonder Twin?
Yeah, there has been a lot of talk about Urban Meyer, and I'm not going to say anything that could incriminate me and get myself pushed back at by the Savvy.
What do you have, inside
hound.
Information? What's happening here?
There's a lot of talk with Urban Meyer. I don't think it's going to happen, but I think that Urban would be very interested if he was offered
the job. Would you like it? Would you hire him?
I would, because it's Urban Meyer, and he wins. And I know that it probably wouldn't be the best fit at Penn State.
He won anyway, yeah.
But wherever he goes outside of the NFL, he wins in college. And
that's what I said. That's appealing.
I would be completely fine.
Big-time programs.
If it was like 4 years of Urban Meyer yelling at everyone, but they won a national championship, I could care less. They won a national championship.
Clark Lee, Vanderbilt head coach, warm. Would Penn State go to the Vanderbilt well again, Bob? Yes or no? Would you?
I would certainly inquire. I think they're doing a really good job down there. That program is surprisingly good. I mean, they've turned it around. He's been the guy to do it. So I would not turn my back on him. If we had discussions and I came away impressed, I would see that as a possibility.
I think it's nice that Vanderbilt is becoming AAA for Penn State coaches, James Franklin, and then maybe Clark Lee. I don't know if you really want to go back to that well,
yeah,
but
you can't
I agree.
Hold that
well, what
him?
Does that have been, to do with anything, though? It has nothing to do with the fact that it's Vanderbilt. You know what I mean?
It's just about a guy who's taking a program and taking it to a different level.
Yeah, it was only a joke. Clark Lee has done an incredible job. Like, this is the best that Vanderbilt football has ever been since the 40s. And he's back at his alma mater. I wonder if he would leave just
LSU
for
might
that
be
purpose.
LSU might be a
Wait,
place.
Wait, what? You don't think he'd leave Vanderbilt for this?
No. Did you see the SEC documentary that they did on Netflix where Clark Lee is like all in on Vanderbilt? All
did
in.
You see what his paycheck will look like if he goes to Penn State?
Well, it'd be a lot. Maybe 13, 14 mil.
But it could get that way at Vanderbilt also.
That's true.
They have people down in Nashville who have a lot of money.
That's why
those are
what
those
I said about,
music artists.
That's what I said about Cignetti. It's a whole new model out there where all the old ideas are out the window. It's how much, whether you're a player or a coach, it's how much can you pay me? And look at Indiana. They've got the Mark Cuban, Phil Knight thing going on there. And so they have a billionaire benefactor. Who's to say they can't spend whatever they want, whenever they want, wherever they want? They did for Cignetti. They did for their quarterback this year.
And those same people are going to have to pony up here for all the NIL money that is needed anymore. That's one of the things I don't like about some of the stuff that goes on in college football, where you have guys and universities paying $57 million, $80 million buyouts to coaches when you need that money to bring in people, players, who are going to want money now today.
Yeah.
This has become
one.
You know, if a guy like Brian Kelly doesn't want to work, let's say he doesn't want to work, you owe him all that money, right? And then so what? You got to make
up for
that?
Well, no, not necessarily. It's like the Franklin thing. I think something that everybody, including me, overlooked was, oh, my God, now they have what was the Franklin buyout?
$50 million.
$50 million. Well, immediately there's stories that come out with language. There could very well be language in that contract that if you go, it's a giant buyout, but if you go get a new job, that money offsets
your buyout. But I'm
saying, how
about if he doesn't want to? How about if Brian Kelly says, I'm done?
Then that's a different story.
He makes $800,000 a month for the next 5-8 years, whatever it is.
That is a different story.
Yeah, and that's
But
my
that's
point.
Hard to believe. A lot of these, who's the last guy who got fired and said, I'm done?
How about if he's one of them? How about if we sit here again and again talking about this? Maybe again is too much for him.
We're sitting here again.
I keep mistiming it.
About the same thing.
Let me try again, Limits. Sure. He does it in a
Twice.
Very
it's the second again.
Non-rhythmic. It's he and it's not thoughtfully
well, just like his offense
at
LSU
non-rhythmic.
Has been non-rhythmic. Okay.
Let's go. I'm going to get this. I missed it again.
Talking about
Damn it.
The same thing.
That was a good one.
One more time. No, it wasn't.
Yes,
at that
it was.
Time, I was late.
You're spoiled. You're spoiled. Again, talking about the same things. Very good, Bob. Same.
Can I hear Coach McDaniel on his meeting with the owner in Miami? Bob, I need to hear this once a day because a lot of times I'm a little confused. I didn't know it was the second segment, for example, and I need... a beacon of clarity, an example, a mentor when it comes to being clear with your thoughts?
He was really frustrated at the, you know, just like he was as I was. And, you know, we talked about the challenge ahead to get ready for the Chargers. That was kind of the extent of it.
I love that ending for some reason, Bob. And that was kind of the extent of it. What was the extent of what?
Can you imagine his pep talk? What is that like? Boys, we have a big game. We have Baltimore and Baltimore coming and the Ravens. And, you know, what we have. Okay, go ahead.
How about Joe Brady, the Bills coordinator? He's listed as cool, a cool candidate, and not in a good way. Like, that's not happening. You disappointed, Limits?
Not really.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit.
Well, doesn't sound like it. It sounds like you're very much okay with this. Bob, I'm not sure if he's doing a good job with the Buffalo Bills right now, let alone what he would do at Penn State.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah, I'm not. He's not even in a list that I have in front of me that I would want.
All right, fair enough. Next. Oh, there's one more.
You didn't bring up Brom yet.
No, he's
nobody
now the betting
cares
favorite.
About him, and nobody's... He, what?
He's the betting favorite now.
It says cool on Brian Brom. He's the betting favorite now?
I just saw.
I think what he does down there, I think that's worthy of hiring.
No, not Brian Brom. Jeff Brom.
Jeff.
Brian right. Brom's the old quarterback
right.
from
Lowe. I know who you meant. I say Oliver Luck instead of Andrew Luck.
But you didn't correct me, and therefore I said it twice. It made more of an ass of myself.
I was trying to be respectful.
Our guy Brett McMurphy says that according to Kalshi Betting, Jeff Brom is now the favorite at 40% to be Penn State's new head coach, and Brian Hartline is second at 29%.
Holy horse milk.
How about this? Can I ask you this on the topic? Is LSU now, they've decided to use a search committee, and they stripped any power of the athletic director to hire their next coach. They cite failures in the past using this. So is that the right way to go? Because you know what happens when you have search committees.
Well, then why do you have an athletic director?
That's what I'm saying. You get boosters who now feel they have an opportunity to move in there.
Actually, now that I say that out loud, I could have said that for the past 15 years because you're right. These what did you call them?
Roosters?
No, the search committees.
Yeah, search committees.
They hire these search firms, and the ADs haven't been doing, a lot of them haven't been doing their job for
years.
But
is that the right way to do
it? That's how you wound up with Kevin Stallings here, for God's sakes.
They spent a lot of time and money looking for that, and they came up with him. So, I mean, you could have failures anyway, if the AD picks the person or if a search committee picks
exactly.
the person.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think it matters at this point. But they say of Jeff Brom, he's had success at Purdue, a tough place to win, and now Louisville, his alma mater. Back home with a clear path to the college football playoff every year in the ACC. There doesn't seem to be much motivation for Brom to leave, but he's a good football coach, and it would be an interesting swing for Pat Kraft and Penn State. What do you make of this?
I like him. I like what he does down there.
Do you love him? Is he a home run hire? Would he get Penn State where Franklin couldn't?
Is anyone guaranteed of a home run? If you're a head coach coming into this situation, you know what the expectations are. It's not unlike Alabama or any of these players. They want to win quickly. So you know that coming in.
I told you they should lure Matt Canada out of retirement. What do you think?
Everyone thought Deion Sanders was a great hire when he first, there was some buzz and some magic, and now the reality sets in that it's not a good hire.
Well, they're better than they were, but it's not the kind of hire they thought it would be in the end.
Right, and that's with any of these guys, you run the risk of that.
What about him, Limits? What about Brom?
Yeah, I think he's done a really good job at Louisville, especially because...
I can already tell by your tone that you're not thrilled with him either.
He's not thrilled. You can tell, too. That's a way that you presented that.
Exactly. Without the way that I presented it by saying, instead of, let's go!
Yeah,
the way you were on Matt Rhule. You loved Matt Rhule. You wanted Matt Rhule.
Yeah.
Sure, that's what you would.
Who's
like
been
to
the
believe.
Guy that you? Who's the guy you wanted? You
I wanted Cignetti. That was number one.
Do you have a choice that you're thrilled with? You haven't seemed like you're thrilled with any.
I'm
of them.
I'm not thrilled with anyone else.
Well, who
other
would you
than
hire?
Cignetti. I would hire Urban Meyer. If it was up to me right now, I would hire Urban Meyer.
I wouldn't disagree
that
with that.
Interesting.
It would be, but I wouldn't. You know, I would understand why if they're doing it.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. The hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Rainy today and a high of Nick Kerbig, 51, a low of Carson Bruner, 44. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Marcus Freeman, would he leave Notre Dame to go to Penn State?
He has a pretty good job at Notre Dame. That would be a hard one. Brian Kelly left there, and maybe he regrets that now.
Would he leave to go to Florida? Here's a question for each of you. And I know you're a little biased limits, and that's okay. If you were leaving Notre Dame and you had a choice of Florida, LSU, or Penn State, what's the best job?
Florida, LSU. I'd probably have to say LSU, potentially because of what they do down there and how much they put into it. But Penn State will do the same. They're all marquee jobs. I would probably pick LSU.
You? I think LSU as well is the number one job.
Is Marcus Freeman, is he available, do you think?
Everyone's
available.
Should
Penn State make the call?
You're hired to be fired and hired to be bought. That's how it works today.
Hmm.
Doesn't it?
He's not going anywhere. I would be very surprised.
I wouldn't either. I don't know, man. As long as they have a path to be in this playoff, and I think they do every year.
They have some advantages, don't they, Notre Dame?
Tremendous advantages. So, yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% fan cash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.